T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a Wednesday edition, The Drive, right here on KFH Radio. It's Bob Lutz and Jeff Lutz. We're here pretty much every day, although not really lately.
Well, we're going to start being here a lot of the days.
More often.
Really,
Max Power is the producer and engineer of the show. 869-1240 is how you reach us. It's the Twin Peaks Scenic Views Hotline. Today on the show, in just a couple minutes, we're going to get a hold of Jason Duda to finish out our majors picks with the Open Championship.
Haven't paid any of those off.
Which, we'll get
mostly
together.
Mostly because you owe the meal.
I'm the only one that hadn't won.
Yes.
But I finished second all three times.
And I'll probably win this time, and it'll be a split between me and Dudes.
I feel good about it. I'm hanging in there. I haven't had an embarrassment. You had a couple of embarrassments.
Did I, though?
Yeah. Awful. So we'll get Duda here in a moment at 5 o'clock. Tim Fitzgerald from GoPowerCat.com. We'll talk about the Big 12 football media days that just concluded down in Arlington, Texas. And fall workouts are on the cusp. The World Series of Faceoff continues today. Our third day of first-round matches. This is Bracket C. At 4:25, A.J. Bodick against Daniel Covey. That's the 1-8. At 4:45, Justin Wasmuth, the 4 seed, takes on Josh Leach, who's at the 5 seed. At 5:25, 3 seed Jeremy Barber against 6 seed Chris Davis. And at 5:40, the 2 seed in bracket C, Chris Marker, takes on Tom Dixon, the 7 seed. Let's get to the phones. We've already got a call. Here's James. Hello, James.
Hello. Long-time Raiders fan. What do you think?
These guys are coming out of the woodwork.
You ought to get that radio turned down so you'll be able to focus on my answer, James. What's your question?
Sorry.
That's okay. What's your question again?
I'm a long-time Raiders fan. How do you think the season's going to go?
Poorly.
That's Jeff talking. I think they'll be improved. I think they'll be a better team this year, but I don't think they're anywhere close to being a championship contender.
I guess we'll find that out, right?
Well, do you disagree with me?
They might be a fringe playoff team.
Not a fringe.
What are you talking about? They picked up Antonio Browns and Tyrell Williams and got a rookie running back and shored up their defense to a degree.
Thanks, James.
What do you think about Tyreek?
Again,
no,
we don't like
him. Who is this? We're not talking about Tyreek. He's a bum. Thank you, James. Why do we get asked about Tyreek?
Every day at about 4:03 every day.
Is it a setup?
Maybe.
Is there a group of people out there who are trying to get under my skin?
It's a conspiracy.
Seriously?
Yeah,
they know it doesn't take much. They know I have no patience. They know I don't suffer foolishness, and here they are just piling on.
That's pretty much how it's going.
The Chargers and the Chiefs are playoff teams,
right? Most likely,
yeah.
Although Phillip Rivers, I feel like could fall off a cliff at any time.
There's not room for the Raiders. The Patriots are a playoff team,
right? And that might be the only team in that division that is a playoff team. Although
the Steelers and Browns are probably
the Steelers aren't going to be in the playoffs.
Steelers are good.
No, they're not.
Every year.
No, they're not.
And to underestimate Pittsburgh is ridiculous.
That's
go check their record the past several years.
Right. They've not been always good, and I will back
Please
that
do.
Up.
Please check the record of the Pittsburgh Steelers. I would like you to do that.
I'm doing it as we speak.
Right. Good. And how often they've missed the playoffs in the last 15 years? I'm going to guess 3 to 4 times.
They were 9-6 last year.
Make the playoffs?
No. They made the playoffs of 4 years before that, missed it 2 years then. Then two they made, one off, two made, one off, two made, one off, two made, three off, six all made.
Right. See? See what I mean? You made my point for me.
But they
Thank
lost
you.
Brown and
But they got Schuster and others. I mean,
Schuster.
Receivers are a dime a dozen.
Ben Roethlisberger's 100.
Ben Roethlisberger still has
and
it.
If I wanted anyone to literally fall off a cliff,
there's
something left in
his tank. Don't count them out, man.
I have. I've counted them out.
Mike Tomlin's an elite coach. They're not going anywhere. Trust me on that. As we await Jason Duda, who's a few seconds late with his call, here's Andrew. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, Bobby. Jason, how's your day today, guys?
You know. We're not as cheerfully optimistic as you are, Andrew. It's just something we got to live with.
Well, I got a question for you. What do you think of Tyreek Hill? I'm kidding.
Yeah, you
I'm
better
kidding.
Be kidding.
I'm kidding. Totally. I just wanted to say, I'll tell you what the Super Bowl is going to be next year. It's already. I'm calling it right now. It's going to be the Chicago Bears versus the Kansas City Chiefs. It's going to be a great Super Bowl, and I can't wait to see it.
You will be the only one who predicts that, Andrew.
That's going to be a great Super Bowl, and it's going to be very, very hard. Around the Kansas area.
Well, good luck. I hope that that's a plausible Super Bowl prediction.
Here's the Super Bowl. You heard it here first. It will be the Indianapolis Colts against the Philadelphia Eagles. Write it down. Max, write it down.
Write that down, Max. That has no chance of happening.
What do you mean it has no chance
of happening? That's not as plausible as the Chiefs-Bears.
Yeah, it's as
Duda,
plausible.
Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Did you hear Jeff?
No, Colts? I didn't. What did he say?
Colts-Eagles.
What, might not make the playoffs?
Shut up, Duda. I mean, be
exactly.
real for a minute. You go up to Canada and you act like you know something.
How was your trip?
Well, I know that the Colts and the Eagles are not going to be in the Super Bowl. I know that.
I'll guarantee it.
What odds do
you give me? You want a dinner on that?
Well, I want some odds. I want 5-1 odds for $10.
Okay, fair enough.
Okay, deal.
I'll give you that. That's the easiest $10 I ever won in my life.
All right, let's pick our 10 in the British Open, which starts tomorrow. Looking forward to it. The final major now, since they kind of restructured things on the tour. Who goes first? Is it me this time? I don't think I've gone first.
You go first every time.
No, I don't.
I never
no,
get
doesn't.
To go first.
I've not gone first.
You went
once.
First last time,
and
Jeff.
And I won, so I should get to go first again.
I'm going first.
No, Bob's going first.
Thank you.
But I'm going second because I went third the other two times.
That's fine.
McIlroy, easy. What do you have, Jeff?
I don't have anything just yet. I will select the incomparable Brooks Koepka. Who wouldn't?
Tough pick there.
Duda?
I had to go out on a limb, as you like to say all the time.
Duda.
Jeez. I'm going with Rose and Scott.
Rose and Scott.
Yeah.
You took my
limb.
Guy, Adam Scott.
I got to go out on a limb. Jeff doesn't like if you pick the guys that should actually be there. You shouldn't pick those guys.
Adam Scott's
pick guys
been
that
there.
Aren't going to be there.
I like that Adam Scott pick.
It's okay.
Jeff.
It's good.
I'll take Francesco Molinari. He's a go-to for me.
I will take Dustin Johnson. No-brainer. Absolute great pick. And John Rahm.
Right down the line.
Jeff,
yeah, well,
Patrick,
how can you take those two guys there? I can't yell at them for taking them there.
I hear you, but Patrick Cantlay, please.
Patrick Cantlay.
You know and what? Your boy, Patrick Cantlay.
Patrick,
you
know, they're thinking I call about, him Patrick Cantlay.
On the tour, they're thinking about shortening his name to Patrick Cant.
No, mine was better.
Duda. Duda laughed at mine.
I'll
tell
take
you what.
Fowler.
Go ahead. What do you have?
Fowler and Thomas.
Ooh, now that, my friend, is a pick. Why
that is a pick.
Why Justin Thomas?
Because he's played well. He played well over there last. He played there last week. He finished top 15. He's been playing a little bit better. I think it's about time. So I'm throwing him in there. I'm taking him before one of you two yahoos take him.
Jeff.
Louis Oosthuizen, please.
Looks like Jeff's headed for his third last
I know what I'm
finish.
Doing here, folks.
I will go with, This is tough. I'm tempted. You know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go with Gary Woodland and Jordan Spieth. And I understand that Spieth's been struggling and that he's a I don't know where his head is at, but come on. Jeff,
is Rose still available?
No.
He isn't? Who picked Justin Rose?
Duda did with his first pick.
Oh, that was stupid.
Are you paying attention to this at all?
Give me Xander Schauffele.
Duda.
He's right down the line. Take the
yes,
guy that's
is.
Left. That a boy. Oh, boy. Yeah, there you go. I want Fleetwood.
This is great radio, by the way.
It's not bad
it's
radio.
Fantastic radio. Fleetwood, it's all about the end result. It's all about the end result. And Hideki Matsuyama.
All right. I don't have a problem with that. Jeff.
Well, thank you.
I will take the guy who's one letter away from being Jason Edie, and that, of course, is Jason Day.
Terrible pick.
And a dumb joke. Jason Day is not going to play well in this tournament.
I don't care.
Doesn't suit his style, this game, at all.
No, he's a good links golfer.
I will
what
take.
What are you talking?
I don't know what I'm talking
he
about.
He doesn't know. I'll take. I can't believe Tiger's lasted this long. I got to take him. I'll take Tiger and. Boy, it gets tough after that. Why not? What Phil? I'll take Tiger and Phil. I got at least I have an interesting group of golfers.
Yeah, that's about
true.
All you could say.
Jeff.
Give me Rafael Cabrera Bayo. Rafa Cabrera Bayo.
Please learn the guys that are on
Rafa
the tour.
Rafa Cabrera Bayo.
Okay, so you're taking that guy. Good pick.
Thank you.
Attaboy. That almost spit it out. I'm really, really proud of you.
Dude.
Paul Casey from over there, that's a money pick. Guaranteed that's a money pick. And I will also be taking Mark Leishman, who is very underrated, been playing well all year. That's a guy that's going to finish in the top 10.
Boy, when you have to defend them like that, you know they're bad picks. Go, Jeff.
Exactly, but I did a good job on it.
Jeff.
My turn. What round are we in here?
This is your eighth pick.
Give me Graham McDowell.
Really?
Yep.
He'd been a threat in the 97 British Open.
Thank you.
You do know that he plays on the senior tour most of the time now, right, Jeff?
He'll be fine. It's a links course.
That's
my go-to for everything.
I'm going to take Matt Kuchar. And what a pick that was.
That was a good pick that late. I'll give that to you.
And I'm going to continue with my theme of interesting players, Sergio Garcia.
That is a good one.
Is an unbelievable group of golfers.
You got the names. I'll give you that. You got all the good names up there. It's not going to equate to a win, but.
It really isn't. Of course, I'm taking Paul Casey.
Already taken.
He is?
Oh, wow.
Listen,
wow.
I can't.
That's horrible radio when you do that.
I'm terrible at that. I'm great at it in fantasy football. Give me Bryson DeChambeau.
Yep.
He can't play over there.
We'll throw it.
He's a good links golfer.
He doesn't know links at all. He's all analytics and all this other stuff over here, which means nothing over there when the wind is blowing 60 miles an hour.
All right, Duda, you got two picks to round it out.
Well, I got to take Tony Finau.
Can't play over there.
And Ian Poulter. Can he play over there?
Nope.
Jeff, your last pick.
Just keep going, Jeff.
My last pick is South African Eric Van Rooyen.
Who?
Eric Van Rooyen. Rooyen.
Oh, Jeff. what a long weekend it's going to be for you.
Anybody want to place a bet?
I have one more pick, and I'm taking, Matt Wallace.
You know who's due, Bob? Lee Westwood.
No, you could have said that in 2010 that he was due. He's not due now. He's done. All right, dude. We'll see you in here Friday for the three-man booth.
All right, boys. Be good.
Oh, there you go. Easy win for me. Damian, you're next on the goodness. Drive.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
You know, not too much. I just got some tickets to the 49ers Chiefs game coming up.
Exciting.
It is. I hope we boo D Ford real bad. I know I'm going to.
Why? There you go. Guy. Yeah, boo him as loud as you can, Damian.
Oh, well, I hope every Chiefs fan hates that guy.
Why?
Why? Because he kept us from going to the Super Bowl.
There you go.
We were one play
Keep
away.
It classy,
yeah.
Damian.
Yeah, that guy's trash. That's
Keep it classy. Good job, Damian. Boo him loudly. There you go.
Well, Phil.
Back in a minute.
Wait, what are you doing?
I get frustrated by these calls.
Back in a minute?
Yeah, back
what
in a
you
minute.
What are you, Don Imus?
You know what? I may decide just to say back in a minute and not come back.
That was
How do
that
you
was
like
a
that?
Disaster. That was
so
real.
So you're telling me now I'm a disaster.
No, I'm saying here. That was a disaster. What was that? What did you mean to say?
I meant to say, get your bleepity bleep off my bleep.
Damien's an angry guy, except when it comes to women beaters, then he likes it. I don't get the don't like D Ford for a penalty.
I think
Tyree
what we
Kent.
Have out there is a group of callers who hang out together. This is my deduction from everything that's going on right now. They hang out together in one of their mother's basements, and they decide that we're going to call this show and irritate Bob.
No, it must be. What's Damien doing every day at 4:15?
He's in their mother's basement.
Oh, come on.
What? That's I just told you.
That's a played out.
But it's true.
Tripe.
Here's Earl, the doctor. Hello, Earl.
Hey, good afternoon. Hey, Jeff, as you're making all these bets, do you remember the bet you made with me for the AFC Championship game?
Probably that the Browns were going to be in it. What was the bet?
The bet was the $20 that you're going to pay me back for the BlackBerry smoke ticket that you stood me up in. And I find it ironic that you couldn't go to BlackBerry Smoke because you really didn't know the band and you wouldn't think you'd have fun, but you're asking all these people to go see Edie Gourmet without any knowledge of them. Why is that?
People should have knowledge.
You know what?
Well,
if BlackBerry Smoke can I get in a word,
Because
Earl?
I don't like going out with a whole bunch of people, Earl. If you want to get boiled right down to
Jeff
it, that's
Jeff is uncomfortable. And you know how he avoids that? By going to an Edie concert.
Well, and that makes sense, and that's a good one, Bob. But, Jeff, you're asking the whole town to join you for Jason Edie.
Yeah, why is
so
that?
So what's the deal there?
If you're going to be the center, like people, you're going to be the guy at that concert that everybody – why?
Earl, if I buy your tickets, will you go see Jason Edie and we'll call it square?
I thought I would go anyway. You don't have to buy my tickets, but we do have a double or nothing with Cleveland in the AFC Finals.
Okay, well,
there you go.
That's good.
Yeah,
hey,
I mean,
Blackberry
so just
Smoke,
when
if BlackBerry Smoke comes to town again, would you let me know?
Oh, I'd love to let you know. In fact, I'm going to Oklahoma City to see him again.
I'm not doing that, but if they come to Wichita.
Well, I understand. Yeah, and the Mummies, Bob. See,
like
you missed out on the Mummies.
I'd like to see them, too.
Your wife would love the Mummies.
I don't. She lives with one.
She loves the Mummy.
Thank you, Earl. I don't even know. Do you know what that means?
I feel like an off-color joke? I feel like I've let Earl down and maybe even hurt his feelings. And I feel bad
How
about
so?
That.
How so?
By not going with him to BlackBerry Smoke.
Well, you say you're going to do things and then you don't do them.
You know, it's just tough, man. It's hard out
it's
there.
It's not that hard. You're 36 years old.
Yeah, but I've got
When
this.
I was 36 years old, there was nary a day when I was home.
I got the
Tuesday night, I'm there. Wednesday night, let's go. Thursday night, want to
no,
go do
you
that?
Weren't.
Yes.
You were raising me. I was 8. You didn't go anywhere.
Here's Jonathan next. Hello, I got a babysitter.
It's at McDonald's. This is our favorite.
I hired a babysitter.
No, you didn't.
Randomly. Jonathan, what do you have?
Dudes, how's it going today?
Jonathan, where you been, man?
I've been here, there, and everywhere. Listen, this segment is a disaster because it has no purpose. I'm going to try to bring it together for you here. And
Wait a minute. Are you calling Duda a disaster?
I just got to call it like I see it. Listen, we need to talk Super Bowl picks here. Jeff, unfortunately, you're wrong because it is going to be the Dallas Cowboys versus the Kansas City Chiefs. They were both an eyelash away last year. The way it's going to be, and the reason is because Jason Witten is a great links golfer. He can't golf over here, but over there, he's money.
Exactly.
Thanks. And that's my pick.
Back Thanks. In a minute.
Yeah, that solidified the segment.
I like that. I like calling back the jokes that are 2 minutes old.
All right, back in a minute. You're listening to The Drive. We'll have a first-round matchup in the World Series of Face-Off next. It's AJ and Daniel as we kick it off right here, The Drive on KFH.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.